Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
So we've had lots of snow lately. Talk to us about, talk to us about its impacts and tell us about snow fog.
A lot of snow. It's record-breaking in a lot of ways. At least at our place, 22 inches that we had in the first big snowfall that came right at the end of 2018 was the biggest single snowfall event at our place since 1991. 1991, as far as I know, was the most recent big record. Mm-hmm. That was around 33 to 36 inches, depending upon where you were. But on Halloween, heavy snowfall, a lot of snow. We were fortunate, as far inland as we are, about 4.5 miles as the bird flies, it was not a real heavy, wet snow. But I know other places it was. So like we've experienced now, I think 4 out of the last 5 years, at least one, if not more, of these, what I'm referring to as the bend down events. So these unusual, at least in terms of the frequency that they're happening in recent years, of where we have a heavy, wet snowfall and the woody vegetation isn't frozen and has the potential to do a lot of damage, deformity for sure. And whether you have planted trees that end up suffering as a result of this, or even in our forest plantations, depending upon their locations, that kind of event can have really long-term serious consequences for the success of trees at least taking a normal shape. And in some cases, just snaps them right off. And so it gives us a little bit of insight into some of the reasons, one of the reasons why we see trees with weird shapes, big trees sometimes even. So they've gone through something, could be any number of things, including this kind of event at some point in their, usually their younger lives, mm-hmm. when they're still quite flexible, at least in their tops. So that's certainly one of the impacts of snow beyond all the effort that everyone spent moving it around. Certainly changes the dynamic of animal activities. That big snowfall just really turned things around for certain species, at least around our place, for instance. The deer are definitely not lingering. You know, we usually have some deer around in many winters now. I'm seeing tracks still, but they're moving away. We're not seeing any wandering around of deer in our area. So I'm guessing that these are deer that have been as far inland as we are further and are moving down to the shore, hoping for less snow to deal with. And of course, their predators will follow them wherever they go. But for all those bigger mammals in particular, this is snow to struggle in. It's definitely wallowing snow. There's no real major crust, you know, developed yet to hold up a larger animal. So unless you're a moose, who's really well adapted for these deep snows, your energy budget has shifted dramatically as a result of that
big snow. Just to get to a place to browse.
Yeah, or to take shelter. It's a big deal. Changes things, definitely. Of course, all the things that live under the snow, they're celebrating really cozy now. So snow is such a miraculous substance. I try to remind myself of that during those marathon snow moving activities. It is just an amazingly miraculous substance, and it really does have transformative impacts on the world. On the kind of just pure delight end is snow fog. Snow fog is, in my experience anyway, this kind of rare event around here. And I associate it with later in the winter, because that's when we typically have regular occurrences of just the right kind of conditions that make this. Of course, you have to have snow, first of all. But then you need calm, just perfectly calm air. And at least in my experience, it's always when it's clear. Because what has to happen is you have to have a warming during the day. So, and usually that's the sun is out, it's hitting on the snow, it's very calm. So the snow is evaporating because the sun is working on it, okay, February, March, working on it. So there's a lot of moisture going up into the air that's right above the snow. But then because it's clear, once the sun goes down, the temperature starts to dip quickly. And what you get is something technically called radiation fog. So all year long, the land cools quickly from radiating heat back into the atmosphere. And especially when there's no clouds and nothing to trap, that goes out pretty quick. When snow is involved and that happens, what you get is this fog that forms that's pure white, and it's just, it's like magic. It's like something you'd create on a theater stage, right? So it's this pure white fog, and it sometimes forms in these really amazing layers. So it has little bands of no fog in between bands of this beautiful white fog. If you can just stand and watch for a long period of time, now it's very calm, otherwise it would dissipate. You'd never see it. But if you can just stand, you can see that it's moving. So there's these micro movements going on in the air because of that, the warmth that's there, and it's warm air molecules are trying to go up, because that's what they do, they rise. But by the same token, they're heavy with this moisture that they've accumulated, and they're not going up so fast that it disappears. So to be out in this snow fog, I think, is just amazing. And to see it moving and shape-shifting. So you can be watching, just completely focused on a spot, say, looking at a tree through this film of white, and you've got your eye just trained on that in absolute intense focus. And before your eyes, that changes. And I've seen no motion. It just is really striking. And if you happen to be out where you're with someone else and you see them moving through it, it's really cool. And it's often at that time of day that's so beautiful anyway, as the sun is going down. So sometimes you get other colors being more sunset kind of colors being reflected. So typically happens at the end of the day, because the sun is dipping low, one place the fog will form because the sun has disappeared from that. But right just 50 meters away, there won't be any yet because the sun is still just hitting on that a little bit. It's not totally in shadow yet. And then that goes into shadow, and then you see the fog begin to form.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's really an amazing phenomena. And I've seen it already this year. So back in the first week of January, the mildness that we've been experiencing, and including on these sunny days. Normally, a sunny day in January is pretty cold, so you'd never have snow fog because the sun can't offset that cold and create this moist air that you need to be hovering right over the snow at the end of the day. But this kind of strange roller coaster weather we've been having has provided some snow fog already.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. And thank you so much for talking to us about snow fog and the impacts of our recent snowfalls.
You're welcome.